Today, we're talking to Michael Washington. He's been published in Maudlin House. Well, don't set your bed on fire.
I know. I should have a fire extinguisher next to me. It's not my bed.
Well,
I'm in this seedy motel.
Is it how seedy is it?
No, it's okay.
Are there any seedy people outside standing your door?
I'm it's a nice part of town. It's okay. It's not the nicest hotel in town, but
are you on vacation?
No, it's just that I wish. It's just that it would have been impossible for me to do this from home.
Why?
Because I live with family.
Oh yeah, me too.
So, right. So there's just like a lot of distractions. There's no way that I would have a whole hour of uninterrupted time to do this.
Yeah, you got to pick and choose when you think someone's going to interrupt you or when someone isn't going to interrupt you. And then you also have to anticipate the issues revolving around if you are going to decide to bring it up to them what you're doing and their reaction to that. And if that's going to further make more issues when you're actually doing the thing or not.
Yeah, I would worry about them eavesdropping if they knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
I don't really tell them anything about my other life as a writer.
Do they not read your poems?
No, I wouldn't let them.
Well, that's probably good. Not because of the content of your writing, but most people don't.
Yeah. It's not for them.
So what is their idea of you that you think?
Their idea of me?
Their perception of you.
They think I'm a quiet, sensitive young man.
Are they proud of you?
Proud of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's getting real serious here.
I know. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we've been recording this entire time. I'll probably edit out a lot of this, though.
Don't embarrass me with all that technical difficulty.
Everyone has technical shit, man.
So well, the other thing is I wanted my Wi-Fi is really bad there and my cell service.
Yeah, my Wi-Fi is pretty bad here. Like at like 6 o'clock, it gets like terrible. And now it's like I was trying to plan it because it's like now it's like 8 o'clock. So I'm like, I'm trying to hopefully it doesn't start freezing up on me. Because sometimes I do the live readings and it just like it sucks when it starts freezing up. It's like there's nothing you can do about it. And it looks like really amateurish on my part. It looks unprofessional and like I fucking hate it.
No, I understand. It's that way where I am too.
Yeah.
Like internet service just like cuts off after a certain time.
How long have you been into poetry?
Doing poetry? Well, some of the first stuff that I had ever written when I was in high school, like as a sophomore, I just wrote poems for fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really take that seriously.
Was it like in a journal?
Yes. Okay. Well, it was in like the notebooks that I should have been doing classwork and homework in.
Mm-hmm. What did poetry like the form like speak to you that you wanted to write it down like in a journal?
I think I was just I wanted an outlet. Mm-hmm. I wanted I'd been like expressing myself through visual art up until then.
Yeah.
But I loved reading. I always loved reading.
Like what would you draw? Like a knife stabbing someone?
No. Mostly like I was really into Dragon Ball Z as a
kid. Yeah?
I still am. I'm still obsessed.
What's the best character?
Oh, man. I think Vegeta has a great arc.
Yeah, what's his arc?
Well, he goes from a villain to like a reluctant...
An anti-hero?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if he... Oh, no, Trunks is the coolest. Trunks is the coolest. Because he's from the future, and he has a sword.
From the future?
Yes.
Okay. Does he wear, like, pants? Why is his name Trunks?
Well, they all have weird names, and they're all, I guess, translations.
Okay.
Yeah, Trunks. There's some goofy names in that show.
So why do you like Dragon Ball Z? Because that's a popular anime. I feel like a lot of people will relate to you. This is where they're going to get really interested. I've never talked about Dragon Ball Z on
the show.
We
could talk about Dragon Ball Z for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And people would listen, you're right. You've watched it, right?
Have you written Dragon Ball Z poetry?
Not yet.
I think you should. If you like Dragon Ball Z, put it into your poems.
I should. Yeah, like how Nathaniel incorporates anime in Death Egg. There are a lot of... I don't think there are any references to Dragon Ball Z in there.
Yeah, I was literally going to bring him up.
Yeah.
Because he's the one I was thinking about.
I've been trying to decide which Dragon Ball Z character to dress up as for Halloween.
Yeah? Do Piccolo.
I was thinking Piccolo would be the easiest.
Green face?
Yeah. A funny hat. I could use like a blanket or something and wrap around my neck.
What did you think of Nathaniel's book?
Of Death Egg?
Yeah. Did you like it or did you hate it? He's getting up.
I've got it right here.
Okay. You were like writing your notes in it because you hated it so much?
Yeah, it's just horrible things in the margins.
Yeah.
And horrible illustrations of me stabbing Nathaniel.
Yeah, there you go.
I love Death Egg.
Yeah, how? Why?
It's funny because I read it almost exactly 1 year ago.
Yeah, you remember the date that you read it because it spoke to you so much?
It was one of those things where something really clicked when I read it. And it was just interesting because I figured I'd bring it up and I was wondering when I actually read it. And it was...
How do you know?
Well, because I read it on the way back from a trip.
Okay.
So I just looked at when I flew back from New York last fall.
Wow. Why'd you go to New York?
Like, hmm?
Why'd you go to New York? To read Death Egg?
To read Death Egg.
Yeah.
Primarily, it was to see a premiere of a movie that some people I knew made.
Wait, you went just to see the premiere? You must be like rocking out with money.
No. I worked for like a whole month saving up for that trip.
Okay. Was it a good movie?
It was very good.
What happened?
Called Salamander Days. Very small budget independent film produced by the fine people at Simone Films.
They couldn't send you like a video company.
What?
They couldn't send you like a PDF.
No, there was no like screener, I don't think.
Oh.
Where I could have watched it from home, but I wanted to see it and I wanted an excuse to go back to the city anyway.
Okay.
Because I like visiting New York.
Did you get drunk with them after the movie?
I wish. I got drunk before the movie by myself.
Oh, when you read Death
Egg. The bar.
How'd you go by yourself?
I like being by myself in the city. There's always stuff to do. There's no one holding me back or slowing me down. I can just be kind of spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard to be spontaneous with a group of people?
It depends. I mean, with the right group of people, you know.
Did you get a hotel just to record the show?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I hope I can live up to your expectations. Jesus.
I should have gotten a hotel in New York.
Yeah. Did you drink because you read Death Egg?
No.
Makes you
No,
drink.
I didn't. I brought Death Egg with me on that trip, but I didn't read it until my flight home,
Oh.
which was October 23rd. So we were just 4 days off from the 1 year anniversary of
Why
me
did you
reading Death Egg.
wait to read it? You're putting it off for like anticipation.
Well, I wanted something to read on the plane. I
Okay.
think I got it when it I ordered it right when it came out, basically, which was in September, I think.
Do you think he really drinks, or is that all a gimmick?
I think he drinks way more than 28 beers a day.
You think he drinks more than what he says he does?
Yeah, I think he's underselling it.
Oh, okay. I think he's like writing a novel and he's just saying that shit to put us all off his trail.
I think, yeah, he might be trolling us.
Like he literally came on here and said like he wanted to be a short story writer and he like had short stories. And now he just posts every day about it. He's like a drunkard that like goes out and drinks and gets in bar fights and shit.
He's probably playing Shadow the Hedgehog as we speak,
I think he
just
just takes
drinking.
pictures of his TV and then he while he writes and he's like, I'm playing a game. But he says it really smart.
I like that he still has a Wii.
Yeah. You should interview him.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Nathaniel, if you're listening, and
I
I
don't
know
think
he
he is.
is.
I don't
Yeah.
think he's listening.
No, that would be fun. I think
You
we're
should
too much
reach out
alike,
to him.
though.
Huh?
I think we're too much alike. We're too similar in a lot of ways.
What you
We
think
might
you're.
clash.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, I mean, when I was reading the thing that I loved about Death Egg, the thing that clicked for me was just the way he wrote is like how I think I sound when I'm writing or how I hope I come across. So it was kind of like, it's like meeting your clone out in the wild. And even the way he tweets is a little, it's pretty similar to my style of tweeting.
You do look like a lot like him.
Oh, really?
No.
Let's say I do,
Okay. Is he
because
your
I don't think
hero?
there are any pictures of me
There are pictures of
on
you.
social. There's one when I was 19 or 18.
You have to go to your media tab and you have to look through all the pictures.
How was you had your research cut out for you, since there's not much, there's like
Yeah, I
nothing
literally
about me
don't
on
know who you are.
right.
You seemed enthusiastic, so I was like, all right, you can go on.
Well, thanks for having me on.
No problem.
How was your jog?
My jog, it was okay.
Yeah.
There's too many people out because it's like a Sunday, and I don't like when there's all these people out there.
Did you see your friend?
What, who?
That guy that you ran into, I think it was last night.
What are you talking? Did I say something like that?
Didn't you, wasn't there someone who fell or?
No.
You really?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm imagining it,
Should I look up our conversation?
I think it was something that you tweeted last night,
The
but
drunk
I might
guy?
be what?
The drunk guy that I see on my jogs, yeah.
Yes, the drunk guy.
See, he goes out like at night, and I went during like midday. So I did not see him.
Okay.
But I used
Okay.
to see him all the time. He would always be out there.
And he's always drunk.
Yes. He had like a, he's like Nathaniel. He has like this beer with him and he has a bike. So I know he's not like a vagrant. But yeah, he goes out when there's like no one out there.
I think you two could become friends.
No.
He seems like a character.
I'm probably a character to him because I'm out there dancing and shit.
What were you dancing to? What were you listening to?
Just whatever's on my Spotify playlist. EDM gay music. That's what I was listening to.
Gay music.
Yeah, that's what the Spotify list is called.
It's called gay music?
Yeah, it's like EDM and gay music. And there's another playlist that's like fag music or something.
Mm-hmm.
I probably shouldn't have said that, but that's what it's called. So, what do you listen to? What inspires you to write your poetry? How long have you been publishing?
Less than a year.
Yeah, you just started.
I just started. I'm just getting started. I'm just figuring it out. Are you 27? How old am I?
Are you 27?
Oh, no, I just turned 30.
Okay.
I'm a Virgo.
How does that relate to being 30?
Because I just turned 30 September 5th.
Okay. Are Virgos like, what does that mean?
I've been told that Virgos tend to be
sociopaths.
No.
No, not yet.
They tend to be very fastidious, kind of obsessive. Mm. I get the sense that people are annoyed by Virgos because of how they...
Are you annoyed by Virgos?
I can be... I annoy myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it.
Cool.
What are you? What sign are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
That makes a lot of sense.
Does it?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know anything about... Yeah.
What are you reading right now?
Right now, I'm reading this novel called Let Me Try Again. Have you heard of that by Matthew Davis?
No.
You should have him on. It's really good. It's his
debut
novel. He's a...
Is he a Virgo?
I think, you know what, I think he might be.
Wow.
It would explain a lot. But
is
no,
he 27?
He's not 27. He is, I think he's 20. He's a little bit younger than me. I think he's 25.
Oh.
He's a young guy.
Okay.
But it's very good. It's a...
You read Notes from the Couch by Kevin Gonzalez, didn't you?
Oh, have I?
So
I've
you
right here.
You went to this hotel. You went to this hotel and you purposefully bought these books that you knew I was going to reference.
Well, I think because I've talked about it on Twitter, and I'm reading them over and over again because I like them so much. But yeah, I really like Notes from the Couch. What's the other one? Pizza Boy.
Yeah, what other books did you bring with you?
I also brought
Sebastian's book.
I didn't bring his. I haven't read it yet.
You haven't read Salmon yet?
No.
How dare you?
I've got
I got that guy.
Small Sam Pink book of poems. My Mind Is Not a Billboard.
Did you read Fuck Boy?
What's Your Favorite TV Show? I did, yeah. I liked it.
What'd you think?
It was...
You hated it?
No.
Wow.
The words in my mouth.
I'm going to put that as a title. Michael Washington hates Fuckboy.
I'm going to start a beef with Sean Thor Conroe.
Yeah? Is that going to be your Halloween costume?
It should be.
So what do you think of Cavs... What do you think of Cav's writing?
I really like it. I was inspired by his style of writing. This is the first book of his I've ordered. I'd read some of his stuff online before. Mm-hmm. I like that. I love the way MD put this one together, too. MD Wheatley.
Do you know him?
No. We've... I think we just follow each other.
Okay. You seem to be a fan of these guys.
Yeah, I am. I'm a fan of Cav, of Nathaniel, of MD. They're all great writers. Oh, I have this book of poems that I brought.
You have Gigi's book?
I have his.
Well, now that's going to be the screenshot for this episode.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you haven't had him on yet.
Well, yeah, I haven't. That's true. I have not had him on. That's a very astute thing. There's actually a story behind that. I had invited, this is a long time ago. This is like one of like the first episodes. I had invited him to come on. He had injured his foot and he was doing like, he just like didn't come, he didn't show up. But it was him and John, do you know John Padula?
Yes. Is he, I think he's published under a different name sometimes, right? Johnny Hollywood?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I really
did. You ever go to the Misery Loves Company things?
I went to the very last one they did. That was the first one I had ever gone to. And it also happened to be the last one. So
you seem like someone that would be going if they had kept doing it. You seem like someone that would.
Oh, I would have loved to. I wonder if my presence there turned them off so much they decided.
Yeah, it's because you showed up that Will decided
they had to
stop
shut it
doing
down.
It. Like, fuck.
But yeah.
Did you ever go when that TBC guy was at the events?
No.
He
that was the only one I ever attended.
He wouldn't shut up. This guy, he would like, he went to the few last of them, and this guy wouldn't.
I think I had heard of that. So.
Hawking.
Yes, he would go
literally
on and on
the entire time. Jesus.
Were you at the very last one? I feel like you were in there.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think I remember seeing your name in the Zoom or whatever.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Was it just like one where like Will was like, okay, this is the last one? Or did he
announce
it?
I don't think
he
had announced it. Unless he did earlier and I didn't catch it.
So how did you, who's the first like, I guess like alt-lit guy, who's the first like guy that you found on like Twitter? How did you find this community?
My introduction to alt-lit would be, I don't think I knew anything about it until maybe 2020. And that was just because I followed some of the writers who had contributed to this newspaper called The Drunken Canal, which I had been, I never did any writing for them. I only contributed comic strips, but they had really great writers like Will Mountain Cox.
Did wait, some what?
Stuff. Yeah.
For real?
Okay. This was like 2020.
Do you
see,
have his book?
Else? No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
Who else was in there? People like Matthew Davis, who wrote Let Me Try Again.
Okay.
Which I'm reading now.
So you read this thing, and then you like go on Twitter and start following people?
Yeah, like Honor Levy.
Yeah.
And Zan's Brady Cohn, Will, Riley Quinn Scott, all these people who had written stuff for the Drunken Canal. I went to see what else they had, where else they had been published. So I found out about places like Heavy Traffic, Forever Mag, and then from there, like Moo Moo House, Expat, and Hobart, and Back Patio. And I think just through Twitter, I followed Back Patio, and so that account, of course, was endlessly entertaining. And
you ever feel like they're subtweeting you? Do you ever feel like they're subtweeting you, specifically you?
No, I don't take anything that they tweet personally. Although
I think you should, because there's a few tweets I'm like, wow, they're like directly targeting Michael Washington. How dare they?
I'm trying not to get too schizophrenic about that. And
well, I think like you should be a little bit more schizophrenic, because like
I'm not schizophrenic
whoa.
Enough. But it would be pretty funny if I did believe that.
So how'd you get into Gigi?
I think it was in the acknowledgments in Death Egg.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait, Nathaniel? Yeah, that would make sense.
I have it right here.
You're really close.
I don't know if you did like a blurb or...
Would you want to do, if I did a live reading and I invited Gigi, would you want to be part of that reading?
Well, if he shows up.
I think he would.
If he doesn't
Michael
break
Washington's
his foot again.
Big fan Michael Washington is there.
Now that we have the...
Do you follow his account?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Cowboy Roland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones I followed.
Oh, really? So he's, you found this community through Gigi.
I think Cav, Gigi, Nathaniel, Zach Smith, all of these people I had followed on Twitter. And then I just read as much of their writing as I could find.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to, as much as I can afford to, buy all their books.
What's your favorite poem in Gigi's book?
It was the one I show people is called, the title is Art History, I think. Have you read that one?
What, you show this to other people?
Yeah, I brought this book with me on my last trip to Denver. And I was, at this bar with my friend, and we were going through Gigi's book there.
Yeah. Did you get your friend to buy Gigi's book?
I don't, I hope that he liked it enough where he will. I think Gigi lives in Colorado, right?
Nope, not anymore. He lives in like North, South Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he moved. He used to live there.
Then he found out I was visiting, so he had to move to South Korea.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to live in Denver for a couple years.
When? There's someone in Denver that keeps listening to my show and has like 150 listens. Like,
I
who
saw
is
that.
Who
they
it lives in Denver?
Downloading all your episodes.
But this, like, not even like, it's more than my episodes. I only have like 60 episodes, and this person is listening
like
115. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, that doesn't add up.
They must have like ADHD, and they've like downloaded the shows through different, like on a tablet, on a phone, somewhere else.
Yeah, they've got all the devices and they're listening to all of them simultaneously. Well, I would take that as a compliment, but
I do.
I would like to know.
I want to know too.
Your biggest fan.
They might hate me. They might be hate listening, and they're listening to see if I mention them, but maybe I don't know.
Well, you just did, so it worked.
No, but like maybe it's someone that I know from my past, and they're trying to listen to see if I mention them or not. But I don't know if it is or not.
Well, you have to be careful then.
Well, I mean, all they do is listen to the show, so.
You don't have any guesses as to who it could be?
I do, but I'm not going to say.
You've narrowed it down, maybe?
Yes.
It's good that you're... yeah, that's great. Good,
so, okay, you're showing these poems. Do you show a lot of your friends, like, books that you're reading? Like, Gigi's?
Only him. Only my friend. Shout out to Sebastian. He was the only one I showed Gigi's book to. I think he would have also dug Death Egg.
But you chose Gigi's book.
Mm-hmm.
Why Gigi's book over everyone else's?
Oh, I think it was that poem in particular, though. The art history one.
If you could do an advertisement for Gigi's book, what would you tell people about it?
I would recommend that everyone go out and buy he, so that they could learn about themselves through well, let me look at
so
the table.
Why don't you read art history and then we'll talk about it.
You want me to read art history?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 63.
What a surprise. Someone has Gigi's book.
All right. Art history. And it's in five parts. It's part one. Michelangelo sometimes felt self-conscious while carving or drawing dicks. He would pretend to be working on another part of the art if he heard someone coming. Often he was not fast enough or too focused. A pope would say, "Mike, you have been working on that dick for at least 8 days. Why don't you say, what do you say we move on? Maybe the shoulders could use some work?" Part two. In the bottom right corner of that ceiling of the Sistine mural is a drawing of a dick covered by that pope's face. Part three. The Medici family is discussed in the town square. They are financing artists to paint and sculpt dicks. Part four. In a social situation, Michelangelo says, "Sorry, but I need to get back to the Vatican. I gotta finish shading Jesus's dick." Part five. Michelangelo and Da Vinci engage in painting competitions, but just measure dicks. So the reason I showed my friend that poem is because we were in a group chat where the entire premise of the group chat is to share pictures of our penises.
Of your penises?
Yes.
How many people are in this group chat?
There are about 80 people in it.
Wait, what? There's 80 people. Is Gigi in there?
No.
Oh, I think he'd like to be.
Well, if he wants to be invited, he's welcome to let me know, because I would love to add him. I think he'd fit right in. But it's called the Controversial Cock Chat, and it started as a kind of social experiment to create the worst group chat ever.
Yeah. Is it on Twitter?
It's on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Are you on Instagram? I can add.
No, okay. I've left. I left Instagram.
Yeah, the whole thing.
How many times have you shared your dick on there?
Oh, every day since.
You take a picture of your dick August. Every day and you share it in the group chat?
Pretty much every day. We all do.
Are you making
this
up? You're laughing. Are you making this up?
I would never make something like this up.
But now you're laughing even more. Like, I don't know what to believe.
It's real. It's hard to believe, but it is a real thing. And every day we do that, and
it's like
we
a
add
ritual.
Other people and then bully them into doing it. And if they don't do it, then we kick them out.
Okay.
And it's a really beautiful place on the internet. And I've made some great friends.
Do they have really ugly dicks? Have you read Phallic Symbols? I feel like you should read Phallic Symbols.
I need to order that. I was also listening to your episode with Cletus.
Yeah, that's the same person.
I've read wherever... I think the poem about his grandfather,
mm-hmm.
I think I've read that online.
Yeah.
But I think he's a great writer too.
Have you seen his dick?
He's not in the controversial cock chat, unfortunately. Oh. But I'm sure it's wonderful.
Okay.
But that's
what's the weirdest dick you've seen in the group chat?
The weirdest one?
Yeah.
There was one that was pierced.
Oh.
Which I thought was, I'd never seen that before. There's some interesting curvatures.
Have you gotten better at taking a picture of your penis?
Oh yeah.
Do you guys critique the photos?
No, I mean, we welcome all kinds of all different angles. We love it's about it's.
You think someone will go to this group chat because they take a certain angle picture of their dick and they just want to share that angle over and over again?
Well, I think it's important to.
Do you have a favorite angle?
Vary the angle.
Do you have a favorite angle that you go
repetitive.
To? Okay.
I like doing it as close as possible where you can't even tell what it is a picture of.
Oh, okay.
But I'm running out of ideas.
How long has this group been around?
I think about 2 months now.
Oh, okay.
And
I thought
it's still
it was
going
been
strong.
Like 3 years or something.
We'll see. Maybe 3 years from now, there's going to be 800 people in it.
Are you going to start this group on Twitter?
Like move it to Twitter?
I feel like Back Patio would be really into this idea.
I know. I know what you mean. I think Cav is on Instagram, but his profile is private, so I can add him.
That's too bad.
But there are, no, it's a beautiful place.
Have you showed Cav your dick?
I don't talk to Cav.
You don't?
No, we only just follow each other on Twitter.
You haven't DM'd him?
No, and especially not a picture of my penis.
Why not?
Why not?
He would love that.
Well, Cav, if you're listening.
He's not listening.
Well, I'll consider it.
So you haven't DM'd him that you're a fan of his work?
I haven't DM'd him that I'm a fan, but I did share with, I shared on Twitter that I read his
book. Are you scared to talk to him?
Am I scared of him?
Yeah, he's a bit intimidating, isn't he?
No, he seems, he has an intimidating outer shell, I think is what you're referring to. This
he's
tough
very
guy
masculine.
Persona. Yeah,
he's
very macho.
Very broad shoulders.
Does he?
Very muscular.
He's a fit guy. He was into like sports.
Yeah, sports.
But I think underneath all that is a very sensitive, beautiful person.
Sure.
Well, you know him pretty well.
I guess. So, do you want to DM him? Do you want to be friends with him?
I should DM him right after this. And
you should. What about Nathaniel? Do you DM Nathaniel?
I don't think so. No. No, I don't think we ever have.
You have these guys' books, but you won't talk to them. And you want to come on and talk about them on here.
This is a... See, yeah. I'm putting myself out here now on this podcast. I'm coming out as a big
fan. Would you like to hang out with them?
Work. What?
Would you like to hang out with these guys?
To hang, like, in person?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I think we'd get along.
Why have you said nothing to them? You just want to admire their work?
I admire their work. I guess I'm a little shy, to be honest.
Would you be okay with never knowing them?
And only reading their work, only knowing them through their
work?
Would
you prefer that?
No, I would prefer to know them. personally, because I feel like I feel like I could learn a lot from them, first of all. And I want to put a call out on this interview for a mentor. That's what I really want.
Do you want to be Kev's bitch?
Yeah, ideally it would be a big, strong man who could teach me how to write better.
Okay.
And I think they any one of them would be great candidates.
You want Nathaniel as a mentor? And just get really drunk with him?
Exactly.
Okay. What would a mentor do for you?
I would want them to critique my work.
You could just ask them to critique your work and not a mentor.
I guess, yeah. But I want a relationship.
Okay. A friendship?
Yeah. No, I don't want them to be my boyfriends.
I said friendship. I didn't say date them.
I know, but I only want
a mentor's pretty close.
It would be a very close relationship.
Are you in love with Cav?
Stop.
What?
I don't know Cav, like I said.
Well, are you
never interacted?
Do you think about him during the day and have daydreams about him?
I dream about him, not during the day. I try not to.
What about Gigi? I think Gigi should be your mentor.
You think so? Why?
Oh yeah.
What do you think Gigi?
No, I think Gigi is. I think Gigi is Padula's mentor, though. So
he's whose mentor?
John Padula.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does.
Interesting. So he is already a mentor.
Yeah, they're like a couple, I think.
I don't know if John would want to share Gigi with me.
Oh, I don't know.
You might get jealous.
He's very competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very territorial.
Well, Gigi could just start a little harem and have...
Start a little heroin?
No.
Jesus.
A harem.
Have you done heroin?
I have not done heroin.
What's the hardest
drug? The night is young. We'll see.
What's the hardest drug?
The hardest drug I've ever tried.
Yeah. Difficulty wise.
I smoked DMT 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people say that that's a really intense drug. I found it to be kind of anticlimactic. I don't know if I just didn't smoke enough of it, but I didn't experience anything too special. Like, I didn't encounter any angels or any entities.
What happened?
I was at my friend's apartment. This was right after my other friend's wedding. This was the night of her wedding. And from there, I followed
my
friend.
Was it so boring that you had to do DMT to make it more exciting?
What?
The wedding? Was the wedding so boring that you had to do DMT?
No, the wedding was awesome. This was just the cherry on top. And I was only in town for one more night, so I had to do it then.
Did you show her Gigi's book?
No. This was before I had read Gigi's book.
But would you have showed her Gigi's book if you had it that night?
If I had it? Yes.
Yeah.
I would have interrupted the whole ceremony, or I would have given a toast.
Do you think Gigi does drugs?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I've never known him to do any drugs whatsoever. He's a very wholesome and shy, passive kind of guy.
Well, that sounds very sweet.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, it's hard to tell what a person is really like in real life, because some people have a persona, you know, as writers.
He could be like the exact opposite of what I just said, too. So maybe I'm just throwing you off the trail.
I was going to take your word for it.
No, I don't think you should.
I don't think I should with anything.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a reading, and you're gonna come. I'll get Gigi. Nathaniel probably won't come. I don't know if Cab will, because Cab, I've asked Cab to do 500 million things, but he always gets really high ratings. People like Cab. I think Cab should have his own show.
Oh, who was your most listened to episode?
Well, that's that's Sean Thor Conro.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Him and Ben Fama. Do you like Ben?
I love Ben, yeah. His workshop.
When did you take Ben's workshop?
Spring, I think, of this year.
Yeah?
Poetry workshop, yeah.
How'd that go?
It was great. It was not the in-person one. It was an online workshop. I think it was the month of June.
Have you met Chariot?
No.
Oh.
I haven't read their book either.
Okay.
But I loved taking Ben's workshop.
What's your opinion of Ben?
I think he's a great poet. I read...
Do you have any issues with Ben?
Fantasy, the book of poems he wrote in, I think, 2017. I feel like he'll be insulted that I didn't bring it to this motel.
Yeah, he probably will be.
So, Ben, if you're listening, I know you are. I'm sorry.
No one listens to these.
Except for that one person in Denver, Colorado. Yeah.
That's true.
But Ben's a great writer. I feel like he's the Frank O'Hara of this generation.
Do you think Ben is hot?
Yeah, Ben's hot. He just dyed his hair. He's no longer blonde.
What?
It was like this the second week in the workshop. And
that's traumatizing.
Him in the video. And I'm like,
did he break up with someone?
I don't think that was it.
Maybe someone died.
Usually people are going through some kind of crisis.
Yeah.
And they dyed their hair blonde.
That is true.
I think either way, either.
Did he cut his hair?
No, it's still long.
Oh.
At least it was in the spring.
Okay.
Your hair is getting really long.
What did he say about your poetry?
Ben had a lot of constructive advice. I'm trying to think about what the first one I submitted. I think he just recommended that I cut out the last five lines of a poem.
Did he hate it?
He didn't hate it. One of them made him laugh, which that made me happy.
Can you read that poem?
Yeah. Let me pull it up. Okay, this one is called Speculum Speculorum, which is Latin for Mirror of Mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And it begins with an epigraph from Ulysses. And it's the part when Molly Bloom is farting. So it's just a fart noise.
Okay.
So.
Is this Ulysses the movie?
The book.
Oh.
By James Joyce.
Not the TV show.
No.
On Disney. So,
Speculum Speculorum. I just want to write a poem so that I'll have something to wipe my ass with after taking a painful dump before my graveyard shift at the Piggly Wiggly. I don't know what's worse, this writer's block or this constipation. There was once a time when men closed their eyes and pictured my body as naked as a blank page. Now look at me, shuffling out of the stall through the shadow of the valley of twink death with my $200 jeans around my ankles, hot shit leaking out of my crack, licking the back of my grizzled ball sack like a garter snake made of melted jasper. Then there's the sound of my boss barging in, hell-bent on firing me for being 30 seconds late for work. As soon as he finds me squatting over the sink and drenched from performing an ass-backwards baptism, he gouges out his eyes and exchanges them for two rotten lemons. But enough about him. I'm still here, trapped between two parallel mirrors, where I'll take a final selfie to immortalize my mortality. There's nothing wrong with wallowing in abjection while walled in by the reflections of the reflections of the reflections of the reflections of infinitely many incrementally smaller Michael Washingtons, all praying for one thing, a second chance to die young. And something tells me God is trying to tell me something, because nothing says it's time to grow up like saying nothing.
Holy fuck, I feel like this podcast just totally shifted into a new direction. That was fucking amazing. You would be such a big hit on Misery Loves Company. They would love
you. I know, it's a shame that I can't, Do you think Williams ever going to bring that back?
I think he will.
So that I can read my poem?
It's going to be a while. Next. I know that Rudy does, he does them sometimes, but he doesn't plan them. He just kind of posts the link.
I saw he did one like last week, right?
Oh, he did?
I think so. I wasn't there, and I haven't attended any of his yet.
It didn't show up in the my algorithms. I think if he kept doing those, I think he could create his own lineups. Like, you should sure. Message. Does he follow you, and you follow him?
Rudy, yeah.
Yeah, you should DM him and like tell him you want to read.
I should. That's a good idea.
And then people will probably come now after they listen to this.
After they hear that poem.
Dude, that poem was amazing.
Oh, thanks, Tyler.
Have you sent that out?
I have, yeah. I'm still waiting to hear back from one place.
Okay.
It got rejected twice before, but it takes a while.
Can you read another?
I wrote that in the spring, but I hate doing simultaneous submissions.
Uh-huh.
So I wait until I hear back from one place.
Can you read another poem?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. I like the line where you say, like, your manager comes and you're like, you're 30, but then you change it to 30 seconds late.
Right. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, the way that line, let me find that.
I mean, the poem's a lot fucking deeper than just like that line.
That one always gets a laugh because it's
really smart.
Hell bent on firing me, line break, for being 30, and then a line break, seconds late for work.
That's really smart, yeah. But Will would like, one. Will, if Will heard that, he would be going off on like this long ass essay about how
he's so good at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would fit in with the stuff that Misery Tourism.
Oh, yeah. Have you sent your work to them?
I don't think that they are open for submissions, are they?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think that they have been since I wrote that, but.
When did you write that?
In the spring, like.
I think they were open then.
Maybe.
Let me look it up real quick. Let's see if they're open. Misery.
And then I'll find another one to read.
See, submissions. Yeah, it says Misery is not accepting submissions at the moment.
Okay. Another one that hasn't been published yet, and it doesn't have a title. It has a working title, but I am going to change it. There it is.
That's crazy. You went to the last one.
What do you owe of Misery Loves Company? I know.
Yeah, it's weird because it like they evolve over time, and they have like different stages of the reading. Like from the time that I started going to the time that like it ended, there was definitely evolved stages. Like Unity started going, but then like Unity left, and then it took another turn, and then it took a while, and then other people started showing up, and then Dempsey started going, and like, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, these different eras of it.
I've
been trying to catch up because William uploaded all of them on YouTube.
I don't know if I'd like go back and watch all of them, but yeah.
I do that while eating my bowl of cereal in the morning.
You do?
Sometimes.
You should be live tweeting this. They would love that.
I bet they might, yeah. Well, here's another poem. Time for me to do what I do best. Relapse on drugs and alcohol. Reinstall Muse Simulator 8. Click create new character and write the worst poem ever. I don't know how to make stuff without him here to inspire me. So I ask ChatGPT, what's another way of saying, I can't think of another way of saying, I don't know how to make stuff without him here to inspire me. But my phone literally blows up, destroying every last, never-lasting piece of evidence that he ever even existed. Which makes this a whole lot harder because now I'm too drunk and high to remember what he looked like. When I picture him, all I see is error, user not found. It takes me 1,000 hours just to get the left half of his Cupid's bow right, during which time I gobble up so many of these baby blue black market downers that my blood starts to dream about me falling from my fourth floor window onto a welcome mat made of metal spikes, releasing it, my blood, back into the wild where it can breathe clean air again. I'm almost finished though. 3 freckles, 2 freckles, 1 freckle to go. Then there he is, backlit by God rays, coming to life at 12 frames per second, like a stop motion Galatea. And am I crazy? Or is that his voice I hear? Considering what he said last time, I turned the speakers all the way down and the brightness all the way up while pulling the monitor closer and closer to the lips I haven't stopped OCD-ly peeling off ever since that day he left me for her. Outside, the stars are pixels, and the night sky is a screensaver, and the buildings are computer towers, and each person is a virus.
Can you read another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
What else did Ben say about your poems?
We talked about, like, when he was giving feedback, we did talk about sort of the line between being humorous and being too, like putting in too many gags.
Yeah.
And how to, he taught me a bit about how to dial it back, which was really useful.
Did he think you were over the top?
In an earlier draft of the first one I read, it was a little bit sillier.
Mm-hmm.
And so I changed the tone a little bit. I just deleted some stuff and changed a few lines. So that was very helpful.
I used to talk kind of about that with Gigi. He has a whole perspective on it. He's very intelligent when it comes to using humor in poetry.
He's like a master of that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's like his thing.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I love most about his style. And Nathaniel too. I think he's very good at that. Mm-hmm. Towing that line. I'll read another poem.
You should totally DM these guys and ask them to read your work. I mean, they probably won't do it. They probably won't, but if they do, I think they'd like it.
You think they'd like it?
Oh yeah, 100%.
I think I'll send them some. I'll DM them and send.
But you might have known. Listen. So many people do that. I wouldn't do that with Cav. Because that's like one of the things that he doesn't like. But maybe you should start a rapport with them first.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, see if they'll read it.
After I add them to the group chat and
exactly.
We get close, I'll read the one that I wrote earlier this year. It's on Expat now.
Okay. Oh, and I think I saw this one. Is the one where like it diagonals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's called It's the Pills Talking. One day you forget your own name, picking up more of us from the pharmacy. Before you know it, you're hitting rock bottom at a Paw Patrol live show. You start splitting us in halves. Our time here gets cut short like a line break. Your liver, which used to be the heart of a burgeoning utopia, gradually tapers into a ghost town. The doctor warns you again. Given your condition, there's only one way this can end. Instead of listening to reason, you pull on the loose thread of your bulletproof vest until, little by little, it all unravels, leaving you defenseless against the demonic spirits we once kept at bay. And when you find yourself sprawled across the neighbor's rose bushes, having watered them with piss and blood, you go to great lengths to assure him that what he thought was a seizure was really an interpretive dance, symbolizing the never-ending struggle between the highs and the lows. It's funny how nobody has ever written anything worth reading about doing drugs.
William would love that poem.
William would?
Yeah, William Dura. He would he'd be laughing right now and clapping his hands. I can picture his response. I've been there so many times.
I haven't talked to William at all, but he's another one of those guys that I really admire.
Big wig William, that's what people call him. Have you seen a show on YouTube?
Which one?
He responds to people's questions.
Oh, I watched the first one and a little bit about maybe the most recent one where he talks about submission fees.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Jan?
Jan? No.
You don't know Jan? Okay. You should read
Did
Jan.
Did you say Gian?
No, Jan. Jan oh, no. Stanek. Mm-hmm. You know Gian?
No.
Oh, okay.
But have you seen his other stuff on YouTube? Because he also posts videos, or maybe he only did it in the past, but he would talk about the show Succession.
Oh, yeah. Those are his best ones.
Yeah. I haven't watched them yet.
So, I want to talk to you about, who do you read, classic poetry? Have you taken, poetry classes and, studied it? And how to write essays and shit. Did you go to an MFA?
No, I never even graduated college.
Oh, did? Where'd you go?
I didn't finish undergrad.
Yeah, me neither. Where'd you go?
I went to, because I'm from North Carolina, so I went to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
Do you know anyone that got hit by the hurricane?
Fortunately, everyone in my family was okay.
Cool.
But yeah, that was pretty scary.
But did you study poetry while you went to school?
When I first went to college, I majored in English.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I really loved reading, and mm-hmm. that seemed to make sense. But I never, I mean, I changed majors as a sophomore, so I only took a couple English classes, and it was
boring.
Most of them, yeah. There was one class I really liked. It was an American literature class, so we read everything from Emerson, the American transcendentalists, Thoreau and Emerson and Whitman, and we read Dickinson.
It sucks though, like all those entry courses are so fucking boring. It's like until you get to the upper classes, then that like it gets more interesting and exciting, but you have to go through all the stupid boring shit that like the teachers who teach it, like they're not even excited. They're just like monotoned out because they have to do that every semester and they have like no love for it.
Yeah. The only good part were the books that were assigned. And also
I'm not saying that's like every professor, but like that's my experience.
And usually like the older they get, the less that they care. Like the ones fresh out of like grad school.
The creative writing ones though, they're usually very passionate.
Yeah, I wish I had majored in creative writing. That's what you're doing, right?
Yeah, I've been doing for like 15 years. So.
Right. But I, besides like Whitman, Dickinson.
So like, why'd you drop out?
I dropped out. This was right after my father died.
Oh shit, dude. Sorry.
That's fine. And I,
were you close?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And, I was really tired of what I was doing in college. I changed my major from English to philosophy. And it no longer kind of had, it no longer felt special or magical to me. And I wanted to go to film school. So I transferred to this film school in Colorado.
Oh, shit, cool.
But I never graduated from that either. I was only there for one semester.
What'd you like it? What was your aspirations for film?
I was in their directing and screenwriting program. So that's what I wanted to do.
So why one semester?
Especially screenwriting.
Because the money, was the money too expensive?
It was pretty steep because it was out-of-state tuition. But I also just kind of got distracted by relationships and work and, I took a long break from any kind of creative writing.
Yeah. Like, you were burnt out.
I was pretty burnt out. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And, it took a while for me to fall back in love with writing.
So what was the first 6 months like after you drop out?
Like after I dropped out of film school?
Yeah. Did you go back to another school or did you?
No, I was working. I worked at this art house theater, which, you know, satisfied. It was satisfying working there because I was around people who loved movies, especially the kinds of movies that I liked. And I made a lot of friends there.
Gay ones?
And what's that?
Nothing.
But
that's a G. That would be a GG. That would be a GG answer.
I always thought that I would go back to film school. But I didn't. But I don't.
Did you ever make anything? Do you like write
anything?
Do you write scripts?
I wrote a few short scripts for class. They sucked though.
Oh.
But I did have fun. Actually the most fun I had was in the acting classes that I was required to take. Those were pretty fun.
Why do they make you take acting classes?
It was part of the directing program.
That's dumb.
I think the idea was like to better understand how to direct actors, you should know a little bit about
that's
the process.
Lame.
I had this really intense Russian professor who like studied at the Moscow Arts Theater.
Oh, I studied at the Moscow, blah, blah, blah.
Studied under someone who studied under Stanislavski.
Yeah.
She wrote a book
I bet she did. I bet everyone there has written a book
called,
no one's read.
It's called, what is it called?
How to Act.
It's called like Sanity in Acting. And it was a book about how to not go crazy doing method acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty funny. But I never was interested in becoming an actor. I did have fun with the few projects that I was required to do for film school.
You like know, John Padula went to film school.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a film guy.
The very first thing I had to do was...
That's why his name is Johnny Hollywood.
Oh, see? That explains. Yeah. Did you read his story in the Burning Palace that came out last year? I forget what it's called. Does that ring a bell?
What is it?
It was the one in Burning Palace, Billy Pedlow's literary magazine. That was the first thing I had ever read from John. And that was another one of those pieces that really inspired me to start writing again.
Wait, really? John inspired you?
That's making you laugh. I don't know why.
I don't know if I believe that. He does comedy stuff.
Yeah.
What inspired you about that piece?
I'll send it to you.
I'm fine.
But it was another one of those, like, where I really liked just the, like, prose style. And it was obviously very funny.
Yeah. Was it anything more than funny?
It was about this, like, high school jock bullying, like, this other student. And then the other student ends up taking his girl, and she cheats on the jock with this other kid.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, the jock character witnesses them doing that, I think in his own home.
Are they
his mother's like baking cookies or something. And
yeah.
Then his other jock friends console him, and they all like throw a football around. And I think the very last sentence is that it's like, he later died in Afghanistan. It's just like this non sequitur.
Do you think John's like a great like entryway into writing for like disillusioned people that have dropped out of school and are burnt out?
Everyone that
you've read now, does it compare to John's piece?
As an introduction to
like, now that you've you have Gigi and you have Cav, comparing all these writers to John's piece.
No, he's right up there with them. Totally.
You think? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a big statement. Are you just saying that because you want to win him over?
I promise I'm totally sincere.
Okay. Cool.
The audience can't see me smiling, but...
Because you're making it up. You're fabricating.
No, that really was a very influential.
Have you messaged him and let him know?
I haven't, no.
Why not? I don't think he writes anymore.
I don't know if he's actively writing, but I'm pretty sure he's been doing some readings.
Really?
They might be older.
Do you follow him? Like, do you creep on him?
I don't stalk him online.
Oh. He probably liked that.
He might be flattered.
Yeah, he probably would be. But he wouldn't like that you're trying to take his mentor.
No, he would be incredibly jealous, and we'd have to fight over Gigi. Who do you think would win?
I think John would win.
You think
so? He's pretty
good
at fighting, yeah.
Why haven't you had him on?
I did have him on, but that's the episode I'm not allowed to post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the episode that it was Gigi was supposed to come on to.
But John was.
It was both of them. They were both on. They're both going to be on at the same time, and I had prepared for Gigi, but Gigi got very like drunk on his meds or something, and then I had only really prepared for Gigi, and then John was coming, and they were both gonna like hang. We were supposed to hang out, and I didn't really like have any preparation for John, but it was like 3-hour episode of us like bickering and fighting the entire time. I think it's hilarious.
You should release it as like a
John
lost
doesn't want me to post
of...
it. What'd you say?
You should release it as a lost episode.
I tried, but John
said
he
won't let you post it.
He won't. No.
Okay.
I think
did you say something so horrible that he's embarrassed?
No, just the way. This was like right after Eris had passed away, and they were like really good friends, and he was in a dark place, and we all were, and so that's probably why he doesn't want me to put it up.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you read Eris's writing?
No, not yet.
Oh, you should.
I've heard about them though. Yeah.
Yeah. So like back, so you drop out of film school. How close, can you like talk about any memories with your dad? Or is that too sensitive?
No, I'd love to. He was
What was
great.
Your dad like?
He was great. He had a lot to do with me getting into books.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we read Of Mice and Men together when I was maybe 11 or 12. We read a lot of Mark Twain. We would did just he, like take turns reading chapters.
Did he write?
He actually at the end of his life, he was writing poetry.
Wow.
I came across like his notepad that he had written some poetry and some stories in. Unfortunately, his handwriting was so bad that I don't really know. I couldn't decipher all of it. And yeah, I wish I had saved that.
So he got you into these readings. What was your like favorite memory with your dad?
We would when I was like 12 or 13, we played a lot of basketball together. And I remember that. I think about that a lot when I think about my dad. Because we had a little basketball court set up outside. And that was really fun.
What did he do?
He was a scientist.
Whoa.
He was a pharmacologist.
What is that?
So he researched and developed pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did.
Did he work for like the big companies?
He worked for GlaxoSmithKline.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
GSK. I'm trying to think of some of their drugs.
Did y'all make good money from that?
I think they make Wellbutrin.
I feel like you guys would be rich for that.
He went to college.
Did you ever think about going into that field?
That never really appealed to me. I was never a STEM guy. I think science is interesting, but I wouldn't want to do what he did.
Mm-hmm. So after you drop out, you're doing the theater. Where do you go after that?
I worked at the theater until COVID.
Holy moly.
And then I stayed in.
Were you like a higher manager? Were you like one of the top people?
No. I worked at the box office.
Oh.
I just printed tickets for people.
So, like, when did you, what year did you stop going to school?
2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking like 2011 or something.
No, I didn't start school until 2012.
Okay. But you were there. So wait, you were in school for 5 years?
Well, I was at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro for like 4 years.
Oh, for real? So you were almost graduating?
Yeah, I think I had like 12 more like credit hours.
For real?
It was really close.
Damn, dude, I like a little bit more than that, but have you thought about going back and just getting your degree?
I've considered it. I don't.
There's only 12.
I know. I mean, I could finish it like online and still get my degree from the school I went to. Like I could do the remaining courses probably at a community college or something.
Yeah, but that's still like a great cost, because like it's like 1,000 or 1,200 per class.
Right, to get a degree in philosophy.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be worth it.
That's true.
Besides, I lost my scholarship the last semester I was there.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I stopped going to class like completely. So that,
because your dad passed away.
Yeah, I shouldn't have gone right back to school. I don't think I was in the right mindset, but I don't regret it, because that was also I had this long-term relationship come to an end like a few weeks before he died.
Mm-hmm. And then, oh my God.
So I lived off campus until then with this person. And then my last semester that
was this person a piece of shit?
No, that was my fault. That was my
no. You get to choose the narrative that you tell.
You're right.
I think we should make this person a piece of shit.
Yeah, cut that. This person is a total piece of shit.
There you go.
And it's all their fault.
Yes. Did you have like a secret dick group and they found out?
No, this was way before all that.
Okay.
But that last semester that I was in school was the first time I lived on campus. So it was the first time I really had friends. So that was worth being there for that experience. I had a lot of fun.
Were you working at that time that you went to school?
No, I was just a full-time student, even though I wasn't going to class. But I was supposed to study abroad as part of being in the Honors College there.
Oh, you're in the Honors College. Wow. Ooh.
I know. Fancy.
Honors.
But since I didn't attend any classes, they expelled me from the Honors College.
What's the difference between honors and not honors? I don't know.
It's just you take some different classes with other students in the Honors College
that are smarter or something. Offered.
What's that?
Or that are smarter than the dumb kids?
No, they're just that was definitely not the case. They were a lot. They were way more annoying.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Because they thought they were smarter.
Yeah. So they go around acting like they're special.
Exactly.
Did you date someone from the honors thing?
No. But some of my friends were also in there. That's where I met them.
Are they still your friends?
They still live in North Carolina, most of them.
Are they in a big group?
No, they aren't. I haven't added them yet. It would be a little strange since I haven't talked to them in years.
Okay. You could reach out with your dick.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Whose
idea was the dick group?
This very special man named Joe Buck. He's a poet.